why I cannot emphasize enough, if you're a parent, check your kids' phones. And I've had parents say, well, they need their privacy. Well, you give them privacy, people like this are coming for them. So if you pay for the phone, they live in your house, that's your phone, you check it anytime you want.
This is something that Sheriff Bob Johnson has been emphatic about over and over. Same for Sheriff Simmons, same for every law enforcement leader that I know, is that kids and phones mean access from bad people. And phones are good for good things, but phones are also good for bad things, unfortunately, and they are exploited for that purpose often. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson doing a press conference on Thursday about this sexting, underage sex sting operation that they conducted in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies. Sheriff Johnson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So if you've said it once, you've said it 100 times. If you did this operation again today, you'd nab more and more every single day you did it, right?
Yeah, it's a unlimited amount of pedophiles out there. They spend their entire days just trying to exploit children and meet them for sex. And we could do this, you know, ad nauseum, and they would travel from other states. They come from all over the country to meet underage girls to have sex. And fortunately, this one worked out for us and didn't work out for them, because the underage girls had guns. So,
and weren't underage and could take care of themselves. So, yeah. You just kind of pushing on that a little bit. I know I've asked you this question before, but I know it's the question people have is, okay, these are obviously the worst kind of predators. And if we know that doing this process, hanging out online, purporting to be somebody that they're not, gets us arrests every time, why not just keep doing it? Do it every day until we're not getting any more arrests. Build more jails. If that's what we need to do, build more jails. But don't we need to find as many of them as we can? Why don't we do it more?
Yeah, we do need to find every one of them, actually. But the problem we run into is manpower and other crimes. I could dedicate my entire major crimes unit to just doing this, and they could do it every day and get people every single day. And that would be great. But then we have homicides, we have all these other crimes, and we just do not have the manpower. I would need a unit of about 30 guys just working on computer crimes. And my total major crimes unit is 11. Hmm. So, I mean, it's just a sheer manpower issue.
Is there, I don't know, a state or a federal resource that would help solve that? Because I really do think about it in terms of, you know, what could we do to really try to catch them all, you know, or to catch even half of them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree 100%. And I'm sure there's probably a federal task force or something of that nature in the bigger areas that do actually do that. That's why we pair with FDLE. It was us, FDLE, Escambia, sent some people. I mean, we all get together and do this for a limited amount of time, get the arrest, and then we go back and do it again at a later date. And you know what we're hoping to do is we're hoping that some of the pedophiles out there will get the message and be like, well, I don't know who I'm talking to here, and you know, I could get arrested, and we'll quit doing it. That's the hope. Obviously, you know, there's guys out there that don't care. All they want to do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is try to get a child. So. And those are the ones that usually travel. We had 11 that didn't travel. So they would send pictures of genitalia or whatever, but they did not come out here to meet with a child. So that's the 11 warrants we have for using the computer to entice a child. We have 11 warrants on 11 different people that we're serving now. So I plan on making their faces famous as well. You know, we had some Facebook comment or something a while back when we did this before about, well, you're putting them up there. They're not found guilty yet. You're embarrassing them. Well, yeah, we are. And hopefully they are embarrassed. They should be trying to have sex with a child. Why wouldn't you want to embarrass them?
There are some of these criminals who can be deterred, some who cannot be deterred. But then also it's from the victim side. You've talked about, you know, monitoring the phones and making sure that you know what apps they have or don't have or whatever. But I also wonder, like, what can I do to teach my kids, or what can people do to teach their kids what to look out for, how to be alert to getting dragged into something that they maybe didn't intend to at all. Where's the kind of first steps, or how can they, what are the danger signs, red flags that they should look for?
Yeah. And the scary part about that is you have guys out there that are very, very good at pretending to be teenagers or, you know, preteens. So you can say, well, don't talk to adults. Don't go to adult chat rooms. Don't do it. Well, they're not in adult chat rooms. They're not acting like adults. They're pretending to be people of the same age. And a lot of the time, sometimes they're not, sometimes they'll tell them they're older. You know, it just depends. But the red flags to look out for kids would be anytime someone wants to meet with them, anytime they say, keep this, you know, don't tell your parents or don't tell anybody that we talked, you know, and that's one of the trending things that we see is these guys will be like, well, just, yeah, I'll come meet you, sneak out, whatever. And don't tell your mom and dad. I mean, that's all just red flags right there. And as I said at the press conference, two of these guys came with guns, handguns. So that tells you the kind of people you're dealing with. So the guys with handguns, it's just my idea. You're bringing handguns to a meeting with a child. That's to force them to do something. So, right. You know, it's a scary thing.
And it's a good note that, you know, because a lot of times I think we see this story and we think, well, why would a 14-year-old girl, an actual victim in real life, why would a 14-year-old girl be enticed by a 40-year-old man? Well, because she thinks he's a 16-year-old boy. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, the lying that goes on and the, you know, the psychological manipulation. And it's terrifying to think about how good they can be at that. And so these are all good notes for keeping your kids safe. And I just watched the movie Bike Riders. It's all about the foundation of the Vandals in the movie, but it's in real life, it's the Outlaws. And it reminded me that a couple of years ago, you and I had talked about the issue of biker gangs, violence, crime, things like that. But I haven't seen this much in the news or in any of the reports in the last maybe year or two. Is it gone away? Is it just kind of not a big problem? Where are we at with that issue?
Yeah, the Outlaws, they do have a chapter in Milton. Up in, I believe it's in American Farms right there, just south of I-10. They have a chapter house there. But when they got in the altercation with the Pagans down in Navarre, we ended up arresting a bunch of them. And after that, the Pagans have pretty much gone to Fort Walton now. They're not in Navarre anymore. But Outlaws are still around, but they're keeping a low profile.
Okay, so because that's what I remembered is I thought it was in the South End in Navarre, but okay, so so mostly the Pagans have left Navarre, the Outlaws are still in Milton, and because there's not sort of, you know, two groups operating in near proximity, we haven't had as much publicity problems or so much in between. That's what was the issue before.
Yeah, and you know, once they came to the forefront and had that big fight in Navarre, and then we basically made them all famous and put them in jail. They don't like that. They don't want to, you know. If you have aggressive law enforcement around, they don't want that. So they'll move or they'll just go low profile like they're doing now. And we haven't had any problems with them pretty much since then.
No, well, I mean, that's good news. If they just want to ride their motorcycles and, you know, hang around and party and that's all they're doing, then, you know, so be it.
Yeah.
Bob Johnson is our sheriff in Santa Rosa County. I don't know why I was going to call you Bob Jenkins for a second, because I was talking to Ryan Jenkins earlier. He's our sheriff in Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, as always, thank you for the information. Thanks for working on Labor Day and for teaching us what's going on in the world. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.